Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to...
Hello, everybody. God bless you. Don't you just love the West? You hear those horses' hoofs in the song, and you think about the mountains and the snow and the fresh air. Amen? Oh, yeah, I love the West. But I don't live in the West right now. I live in the South, but yeah, it would be nice to be somewhere on a ranch, someplace in the wide open spaces with plenty of fresh air. Amen. Anyway, welcome to the program today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also heard on the Rapture Ready Radio Network, which is the radio network of our sister, Jackie Alnor. And if you want to go over to Rapture Ready Radio, there's many wonderful programs. Our sister Cindy Hartline and Love for the Truth Radio, Jackie's program, her wonderful program, Scattered Sheep Report. And of course, we know our sister Jackie. She's been for many years in the apologetics ministry, and she's been a blessing to the body of Christ. Her book, The Fleecing of Christianity, which I know she is updating. So you might want to check that out. And don't forget my book, Seed Faith, Can a Man Bribe God? I wonder, now, can you bribe God with money? Do you think God needs money? No, God doesn't need any money. No, pimp preachers, like the preacher we're going to talk about today, Rod Parsley. And we're going to say, why should we call Rod Parsley a heretic? And so, is he a heretic? Yeah, he's a heretic. He's a heretic. And we're going to talk about it. And so, my book, Seed Faith, Can a Man Bribe God? How False Teachers Manipulate and Hypnotize You for Offerings. And they do. They do. They hypnotize you. They, like Rod says many times, let me suggest, and he suggests a certain amount of money that you have to give. You have to run to your phone because you might, God might pass you by, you know. Rod's God. Now, Rod's God. You have to go running up to his God, and you have to go running to the phone. You have to get your credit card out and your checkbook. Because Rod's God likes moolah. You know? Yeah, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Yeah, 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 yeah. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Now, that's a good statement, Brother Vince, because God himself, now all by himself, he created the heavens and the earth, right? Now, when I read Genesis and I read God created the heavens and the earth, I don't see anywhere there where he took up offerings for his creation. He didn't say, well, somebody better sow a seed over here, otherwise I can't do my work. It's stupid. Why are we in the year going into 2018 and let's make a New Year's resolution today that we will no longer follow these pimp preachers? We will no longer contribute to them. And if you're going to a church where your pastor lies to you, if he can't even tell you the truth about money, then you need to get out of there. Yeah. Don't stay there. Don't tell me God sent you to some Jim Jones kind of church where you have a cult leader and he presents to you a Jesus that is not the Jesus of the Bible. Because my Jesus laid down his life for me. He laid down his life. Why do you think Jesus Christ himself, the King of glory, comes down from heaven? He leaves heaven to come down here. And he walks the earth for 33 years. He puts on a man, the Bible says in, is it Philippians, I think, where he puts on the fashion of a man. He looks like a man, but of course he's God. He never lays down his divinity. Some people might want you to think that, but he came in the fashion of a man, and he comes down from heaven, and he dies on a cross. He hangs there, bleeding, being beaten by people, spit on, and then he dies. He rises from the dead, and he ascends into heaven, where he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. And then you want me to believe that I have to put some money down so that I could get him to do something for me? It's a lie. It's despicable. I hate it. I can't tell you how much I despise that teaching. And I can't believe people fall for it. That's the thing that gets me, is there's so many people that they think Rod Parsley is a man of God, but he's not. He's a huckster. He's a con artist. If it wasn't for the fact that he has a religious broadcast, blah, blah, if you want to call it, what kind of religion is it? Demonic religious broadcast that he's got. And just scamming people all the time. That's all it is. So he has that kind of a covering, really, so that if it was in the natural state, he was a businessman and he conducted his business that way, where he made all these promises to people. There was a guy that went to jail for a long time. He was promoting some kind of health book, and I can't remember his name right now. But anyway, they put him in jail for years and years because they said he was making false claims. Well, what do you think Rod Parsley's doing? He's making false claims that you can buy Jesus. You just lay down some money over there, and you better hurry up and do it. You better run to your phone because you might miss God. God might go away. He might turn his back on you. That's what Rod wants you to believe, that God Almighty actually might turn his back on you because you don't lay down some money. It's just stupid. And the Bible says, I would not have you ignorant, brethren. So don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. That is of the devil. That is of the devil. The devil created that doctrine of seed faith. Money has no life. They want to tell you money is a seed. It has no life. There's no life in money. You put money in the ground, nothing happens. God was talking about real seed, things with life. That's what he was talking about. We know the Bible says, given it shall be given, but that's not the reason to give. And even the Apostle Paul, when was the last time somebody cried on your neck when you were leaving town? I don't remember anybody doing that over me, that's for sure. But the Apostle Paul, I think when he was leaving Malta, and they were crying on his neck because they loved him so much they didn't want him to go. And what did he say? He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So there you go. Anyway, I just wanted to mention a few things before we get into the broadcast here about Rod. It's something funny this week. Jonathan Cain Friga, because we know Jonathan Cain, who is a member of the band Journey, who married heretic scam artist Paula White, who calls herself Paula White Cain. Well, that's not his name. Cain is a stage name. That's not his legal name. His name is Friga. But she doesn't want to call herself Friga. I guess she thinks it's more glamorous or whatever to call herself Cain instead of Friga. But her husband's name is Friga. Anyway, he's on the 700 Club this week. And John, really, don't sing, okay? You're not a good singer. I mean, even the band Journey never lets you sing a solo. There's a reason that they don't let you sing, because you can't sing. And you would have been better off to appear on the 700 Club with just play the piano. You can play the piano. I'll grant you that. But singing, forget it. You can't sing. Maybe your wife thinks that she's going to make you into a Christian singer. But forget it. Because you said the funniest thing, and I laughed so hard when I heard this, because Jonathan Cain says that Paula, he's married to Paula White, but Paula doesn't pastor him. No, she doesn't pastor you. She just leads you around with that ring she's got in your nose. That's all. John, hey, John, wake up over there, John. Wake up before it's too late. You know, remember what happened to Ahab? Paula's a Jezebel. Yeah, you know, Paula White, she's hysterical, okay? She's over there at the White House. Was it last week that President Trump recognized Israel, Jerusalem as Israel's capital? Well, of course we know Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. I don't know why the rest of the world doesn't know it. But anyway, there's Paula. She's the only woman in the room besides Ivanka, and she's got about 30 or 40 men surrounding her. Limp and limp-wristed men. Not one in there would call her out for being a heretic and a Jezebel. And they're all standing around her. Hey, look, you should be ashamed of yourself, Gary Bauer and Robert Jeffers and expression, but they're not, you know. But why doesn't she mind scamming those people over there? She doesn't mind. Oh, but no. She tells Donald Trump, I don't know. I wonder, does President Trump ever watch television? Did he ever watch her program? Did Ivanka or Jared or any Melania or anybody ever watch her in action when she's telling people to give $50,000, $75,000? She has some profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, coming over there. And scamming people and telling women that are can't have children that they should sow seeds to have babies. And you endorse that? That's the spiritual advisor of the president. Stop. Stop it already. And all those men in that picture, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Can a real man stand up there and say, we don't want to be around the Jezebel? If this woman doesn't repent, we don't want any part of it, whether or not we get to see the president or not. Can somebody please take a stand and be a man? Ugh, I'm telling you, I don't believe the whole thing. I don't believe the whole thing. Every time I see it, I say to myself, I can't believe the whole thing. Is there a man in the bunch? Is there a brave man in the bunch? I don't know. But anyway, we're gonna get to Rod here. You know, Rod Parsley. Rod Parsley, he's been around for a long time. He's been around for a long time, Rod Parsley, in the scamming business. And I'm gonna read something to you from Rod's website. Now, Rod, he likes to put up letters. Okay, here's a letter from Rod's website. It says, there is a seed that changes everything. One word from God delivered through his apostle and prophet can change your life. What does the Bible say? Don't be heady and high-minded. His apostle and prophet, yeah, P-R-O-F-I-T. Let your seed today become the catalyst to propel you to the fulfillment of your dreams. Ooh, wouldn't that be nice if I could give somebody some money to make my dreams come true? What is he, the fairy godmother? I don't know. Remember when we used to lose a tooth when we were kids? We'd put money under our pillow because the fairy was coming. So what is he, the fairy godmother? He grants wishes? Yeah, Rod, yeah. He says, God says to you today, God. No, God's not saying anything to you, Rod, except you better get saved. You must be born again and repent of your sins over there. That's what God is saying to you. He's not saying this foolishness, that's for sure. Some people don't have a future, just a prolonged present. God wants to give you a future that's different than the normal person and give you a hope beyond the scope of human limitation. Oh, yeah. Yes, Pastor Parsley, I want to sow a seed to demonstrate my faith that God will release his supernatural harvest into my life. And then he's got some check. You can check these boxes. And here's the boxes you can check. Here is my dream seed of $1,000 to launch the fulfillment of my dreams. Here is my dream seed of $100 to launch the fulfillment of my dreams. Wow, I'm probably not going to get such a big launch for $100. Probably not. And then there's the $50. I don't know if even I'm going to even get launched with this one. Here is my dream seed of $50 to launch the fulfillment of my dreams. Here is my most generous dream seed to launch the fulfillment of my dreams. Oh, wow. Everybody, we better get out our checkbook here, because Rod says, because he's an apostle and a prophet, and he's got this word, and it's going to propel. It propels God. See, I don't know about you, but did you ever hear of a God like that? Did you ever hear of a God like that, that you hand him some money and he jumps off the throne? Did you ever hear that? I never heard it. No, I never heard it. No. It said, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. Yeah. With all power and signs and lying wonders. Yeah, there's a lot of signs and wonders out there, but they're not from God. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believeth not the truth, but hath pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. So we choose to believe the truth. Amen. We choose to believe the truth. We will not believe the lie that these people perpetrate. And you see, I mean, Rod's already under that strong delusion, because, boy, he thinks he's really something. He is a prophet. He's giving you a word. But those words don't come from God Almighty, the God that we know. And Acts 8:20 says, but Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God be purchased with money. And let me read from that chapter. Then, verse 17, then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost, And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. And that's for you, Rod Parsley. That's for you. Your heart is not right in the sight of God. Your heart is not right that you perpetrate these lies to hurting people. There's people that are hurting. They're hurting. They can't pay their bills. Some of them are sick. They're out of work. And you're promising them the world. You're promising them prosperity and financial breakthroughs. Well, you don't get financial breakthroughs like that by sending you money. It's despicable. How could you do that to people? Don't you have any compassion for people? Don't you have any compassion at all for hurting people? Because somebody was saying, well, you know, Rod, he cares about souls. No, he doesn't. He doesn't care anything about souls, because if Rod Parsley really cared about souls, he would care about the fact that he lies to people every time just about every time he opens his mouth. He lies about Jesus. What? It's a lie to tell people that Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who laid down his life for us, can be bought with money. That you can buy a miracle from Jesus Christ for money. That is a lie. It's a despicable lie. You don't care anything about souls. I don't even want to hear that. I don't care how many people come over there to World Harvest. I don't even like to call it a church because it's a fleecing center. I don't care how many people give their life to Jesus. Maybe some of those people are sincere. And they're sincerely looking for God, but they're looking for him in the wrong place, that's for sure, if they're over there. And then those people are going to give their heart to Jesus, and then they're going to sit under those lies. And they're going to be led to believe that my Jesus, who died on the cross, who gave up his life for me, can be bought with money? No, you don't care anything about souls. You don't even care about your own family, Rod Parsley. You pimp out your own daughter. Your daughter's messed up. And why is your daughter messed up? Because, anyway, I mean, she's old enough to make decisions for herself. Really, she should get away from that so-called ministry that she's going to inherit, if there's anything left of it by the time she inherits it. Because you have her doing the same thing you're doing, lying about Jesus. That's no legacy. I certainly wouldn't want any child of mine to behave like that, to be selling Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. It's despicable. It's just despicable. And that's it. Oh, dear. You know, when is it going to end? That's what I say. When is it going to end? When are people going to wake up? I don't. And the thing is, Rod Parsley, he has a Bible college over there. He actually has a Bible college. And he's teaching young people. Yeah, he's teaching young people. They're training. They say they're training people to be ministers. Well, what kind of ministers are you training them to be? What kind of ministers are you training those poor kids to be? I closed down. Look, if you can't, it's a disgrace to have a Bible college and to train people to be like Rod Parsley. It's a disgrace. when a Bible college should be run this way. You teach young people, or whoever is going to the Bible college who wants to be in the ministry, you teach them to live by faith. You teach them not to beg, borrow, or steal. If they can't finance their ministry by trusting God, then they don't belong in the ministry. You don't belong in the ministry then if you can't trust God. Why should we preach to other people about faith when we don't have faith ourselves? Then we better get some faith if we want to be Bible teachers and evangelists and pastors. Yeah. We have to learn how to trust God. And that's the way Bible school students should be taught. Look, I don't have anything against people taking up offerings. If you want to take up an offering for your ministry, that's fine. As long as you tell people the truth, this is for the ministry, you're giving for the work of the ministry, not giving because you're going to get a hundredfold return, or because if you give to me, it's good ground, and then you're going to get all these blessings. No, you tell people the truth about why you're taking up an offering. That's fine. For me personally, I don't take up offerings because I choose to believe God, that if he wants me to do what I'm doing, then it's his responsibility to take care of me. And I have to do it like that. I have to do it like that. That's the way I have to do it. But I don't have anything against people taking up offerings if that's what they need to do. As long as they're honest about it, that's fine. But the way these people do it, like Rod Parsley, Rod Parsley, he lives in $1 million home. He has everything he needs. He's not giving up his wealth to give. He's not giving up everything he has, yet he wants you to give up what little you have to give to him. To finance what? To finance what? That's not a ministry. It's not a ministry. No. They should close up shop, really. They should just close up. He should do something else. Maybe he should go into the used car business, something like that. But pastoring? No, pastors are supposed to be shepherds, and they're supposed to care for the sheep and love the sheep and not beat them up and take advantage of them. I don't want somebody, when I'm hurting, I don't want somebody coming up to me and telling me, look, putting their arm around me and telling me, look, give me $100, give me $1,000, and that's going to help you get your breakthrough. No, please. It's despicable. Anyway, let's hear Rod in action here. Rod and the 77. Rod and the $77 seed. $77, that's all.
And for someone, you need to sow $77 for your spouse, too. For your children. For your grandchildren right now, as we're in this year of supernatural 7x7 blessing. Now, once you've made the decision that heaven's limitless resources are available to you right now, the next decision you have to make is to believe that it's God's nature to give. Now, if we say we want to be like God, what would Jesus do? Our lives have to begin to characterize a spirit of giving, freely giving our very best to glorify him and to promote the gospel in the world. The seventh and final decision I'm believing you'll make today, on your way to a 7x7 greater blessing, is to be resolute in your belief that there is, hear this preacher, resurrection power in a seed. Why? Every seed has life in itself. God breathed these seven decisions into my spirit, very specifically for you, in a very specific time, 2017, when he is going to perfect and complete those things that have concerned you. I believe you've reached a strategic inflection point under a strategic positioning portal of God's unlimited supply at this very moment. Perhaps you're out of options. I've been there. Hope is waiting for your tomorrow to be different than today. And let me encourage you to take God at his word. Begin that transformation while your faith is stirred up right now and the anointing is so strong. Sow your 7x7 blessing seed, $77, to seal those targeted seven decisions that you're going to make over the next 7 days. Don't leave your loved ones out. Sow $77 for your child, for your grandchild, for your spouse, for your pastor. As your miracle manifests by what God does when you simply obey. Right now, before doubt displaces your faith, sow your breakthrough seed, 7x7 seed of faith, $77. Sow it with great expectancy. Your seed sown in faith can produce what your finances right now could never purchase for you. I've been impressed while I've been speaking to you just the last couple of minutes by the Holy Spirit, I believe. You've been depending on your ability, I'm hearing it, on your experience, on your contacts, on your charisma. And now the Holy Spirit say, whoa, wait just a minute. Why don't you turn it all over to God? Trust him completely with your situation. When I'm in a situation like you're in right now, God so often leads me to sow a significant seed that represents that need. That might be a significant seed of $777. A significant expression of your great faith in this moment. Now, I only sow such a specific and significant seed when the Holy Spirit speaks to me. And God responds in that strategic inflection moment. Now, maybe that's you right now. It may not be. If it's not you, sow your $77 seed. But God is speaking right now to those very clearly, $777. If that's you, all you need to do is obey. Let that step of faith become the miracle that you're waiting on. If that's you, do it right now. I love when the Holy Spirit speaks to me, don't you? When you hear him so clearly, as many of you are doing right now, all you need to do is obey.
He's such a liar. Oh, what a liar! If God is going to speak to anybody, he doesn't need you to tell them what to do. But that's what hypnotism is. It's the power of suggestion. You see, he's suggesting to you that God is speaking. But if God is speaking, he speaks to you. How many people are sitting at home and God is speaking to them to send Rod $777 if Rod's not telling them to do it? Hardly anybody. I doubt that people send him money when he's not telling them to do it and suggesting to them to do it. And 1 Samuel 15:23 says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king Isaiah 19:3, and the spirit of Egypt shall fall in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsels thereof, and they shall seek to their idols and to their charmers and to them that have familiar spirits and to the wizards. And that's what Rod Parsley is. He's a wizard, and he's got a familiar spirit. And the people that are going over there to that place called World Harvest, they like that. They like Egypt. They like idols. They like being in bondage. I don't want to be in bondage. No, I don't want to be in bondage. I like my freedom just fine. And I don't want to be in bondage to any pastor that calls himself a pastor anyway, but he's not. He's not a pastor. He's just a fleecer. He's a fleecer. He's a scam artist. And it's a work of the flesh, Galatians 5:20. Work of the flesh. Let me read this to you. Okay, I guess I'm back. I don't know what happened. Oh dear. It looks like it disconnected me, but anyway, I'm back on now. Somebody doesn't like this program, but anyway, let me know now if the sound is on. If you hear the sound, let me know. Because, yes, okay. Yeah, the sound just returned. I don't know what happened. Somehow I got disconnected. But we're back. Anyway, devil, we're back. So thank you, everybody, for being patient. I don't know. But anyway, we were talking about Rod. And let's go and let's look at a few things. What I want to look at, let's listen to a few more of his things here. I've got some other clips I want to play of Rod and his lying. You know, God doesn't like liars. In fact, in the book of Proverbs, there's things that God hates. And you know that God hates liars? Yeah, he hates liars. Especially when you're lying to people that are hurting and you're lying to people that are lost. Now here's Rod Parsley and his sidekick, Steve Muncy. Steve Muncy is another scam artist. He calls himself a preacher, whatever, pastor, but he's a scam artist. And actually, even a few years ago, I think he was in bankruptcy. He was having foreclosures and all kinds of things. So it didn't work for him. He was having financial problems too. But yet, they want to tell you that the answer to all your problems in life is give me some money. Anyway, here's Rod and Steve Muncy. Now, they're talking about the sustainer. Are you a sustainer? They want you to sustain their so-called ministries. Don't send them another dollar, please. Tell your friends not to send them another dollar. Maybe they'll go out of business and they'll go get a job earning an honest living. Yeah, that would be different, right?
Call the fastest, but more than that, what is ever in your future, I'm telling you, God is going to reverse that situation. Yes, yes, yes. Go to your phone right now. I've only got 60 seconds to focus in. You are the sustainer. This is no coincidence. I'm talking to a businessman. You're going to get $3,000. I don't know why. I just sense that. Somebody going to get $30,000. I sense that $300. Go right now. And in the name of Jesus, the moment you make the transaction of giving, the Spirit, and I speak it in the name of Jesus, in 24 hours. And in your future, the miracle is going to happen to you. You must do it now because God put you and I together at this moment. Go to your phone. It is so important. You are the sustainer. Now, there's some of you look and say, I don't feel that. This is not for you. You're not a sustainer. This is only for you who said, that's me. And you only have a little bit. And it might be your last. But God don't speak to the rich when it comes to sustainment. He speaks to the ones that need a miracle. Go to your phone right now. Go to your phone right now. I speak over you.
Yes.
When Jesus looked at the centurion and said, I'll come to your house. He said, you don't have to come to my house. All I need you to do is speak it. I have the right to call those things that are not as though they were.
Yes.
Elijah spoke it into existence,
yes,
and God backed him up.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit of faith is, I believe, and therefore I speak. Ladies and gentlemen, something is on this television set and might be one of the most anointed moments on your set at this time in the history of your life. That this one offering, you've given offerings, but this one offering is about to change your future and change your circumstances.
What are you, a fortune teller?
Go. Go. I'm telling you, go. Go and say, I'm going to plant this $300. Somebody says, I don't have it all at once. Then go and say three times, I'm going to do it. $100, $100, $100. But make the commitment and say, I have become a sustainer. Let me just tell you, in the name of Jesus, anyone that does this, God has called you to sustain breakthrough.
Take action now. Fulfill the call of the sustainer that God has placed on your heart. Your special seed faith gift today will produce a turnaround miracle that will begin to manifest within the next 24 hours. Call now and tell the prayer partner you are called to be a sustainer and you are ready to sow your $300 seed. If you are unable to sow it now, begin with $100 a month for the next 3 months. Sow securely online or write today to Breakthrough, Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. This single sustainer's offering could be the most anointed moment of your life. Believe your seed will produce the turnaround miracle you or your family need today. Now, once again, here's Pastor Rod Parsley.
I cannot, my dear part, I cannot describe to you. Now, maybe this is the first time you've ever seen breakthrough, but I doubt it. We've been here nearly 30 years every day. There, you. So what I mean is, many of you, you know Pastor Rod. You know I'm not going to say something just for rhetoric's sake. Something has happened today. There has been a closing off. There's been a closing off symbolized by that rain ceasing. And for a period of time, God was sustaining miraculously. But just about 40 days ago, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to move from that, and I want you to begin to declare my blessing of prosperity, salvation, and healing, specifically prophesy, Rod Parsley, over those who are connected to you by reason of their sacrifice. The Bible says if you're connected by reason of sacrifice, you are as one born in the house. What does that mean? That means you become a son or a daughter. That means you receive the DNA of the ministry that you sow by sacrifice into. This spiritual DNA is released to you. This blessing, this anointing, this word, this manifestation, this something out of nothing.
No. I don't want that DNA. No. Please. What a thing to say. He's telling people that if they give money to him, that they're going to inherit his DNA, his spiritual DNA. No, I don't want that spirit. No, that's another spirit. It's another Jesus. I don't want it. Ugh, please. Galatians 5:16 and on. This I say, then walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. That's lust, like he, Rod Parsley, he lusts after money. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past. Okay, so I think we're back on. We're having all kinds of problems here with this program. Anyway, let me know if I'm back and you can hear me, everybody in the chat room. I'm back, I think. I don't know what's going on here. I got disconnected again. So anyway, let me know if you can hear, if I'm back on, okay? Let me know. I don't see anybody in the chat room giving me a thumbs up. So somebody in the chat room, let me know if you can hear me, okay? I think I'm back on. Okay, I'm back. Yeah. All right, so we're back on. It's a crazy day, right? Anyway, we were talking about the works of the flesh, and we were talking about Rod Parsley practicing a form of witchcraft and the power of suggestion that he uses on people. And he's very persuasive because he's managed to be around for a long time. And the thing is, even Rod suffered last year. He was actually... he had to be quiet for about 6 months. I think he couldn't talk because he was undergoing chemo. I don't know if he had chemo. I know he had radiation anyway, but, and I would think that a man that would have suffered as much as he suffered, because that's suffering. You would think that you would take the time then to examine yourself and say, okay, Lord, if there be any wicked way in me, show me, and you repent and you go over your life, because you don't know if you're going to live or die when you have cancer. You don't. The cancer is nasty. It'll kill you. So anyway, when he comes back after he gets his treatments and whatever, no, Rod doesn't repent. What does Rod say? He says, well, now I have a 7 times greater anointing. No, comes back more arrogant than ever, which I found shocking, really, for someone that suffered as much as him. But anyway, let's listen to a little bit more of Rod. Here he's saying, no weapon, he's saying, no weapon.
Have victory over me, not from my past, not in my present, and moved out of my future. Now listen to me, hear me. I'm so moved upon my God about what the enemy is trying to do in your life, and I'm here to put a roadblock in front of him. This moment right now with you and me is a moment of extraordinary faith, and you must not, you cannot allow it to pass you by. If you've ever trusted a word, you need to trust this one. Look around you. That weapon will not prosper. Think about who just called you. That weapon will not prosper. Think about the report that just came from your doctor. That weapon will not prosper. Think about those bills. You probably see them laying over there. That weapon will not prosper. This is the moment. This is the time to put your faith into action. This is the time. This is the moment to rise up and oppose every demonic, spirit-led attack loosed against you, against your children, your grandchildren, your family, your future. I need you to go to your phone right now. You can sit down and write to me, but I'm almost concerned that the devil will steal your time. You'll forget about it. I need you to lock in to this point of agreement right now at this moment between you and me to stand up and tell the devil enough is enough. I've had it. Dial that number on your screen right now. Let you and I come into agreement. One chases a thousand, but two, you and I put 10,000 to flight. I'm suggesting right now that you sow a $54 seed. This is a point of agreement between you and me. To some of you, he's speaking regarding an even greater seed. Why? Because you needs to be represented by the very best seed you can sow. And for some of you, that's not a $54 seed. It may be a $100 seed. Or if you're a business person trying to get that business off the ground and you're getting bad report after bad report after bad report, put a stop to it. Sow that $1,000 seed today. And I want to bless your step of faith by sending you perhaps the most important ministry series you'll add to your library this year. Here it is. No Weapon.
Yeah, no weapon. Oh, brother. Notice when he says, let me suggest to you. Yeah, he's going to suggest to you. And you know, the thing is, he's going to send you this series if you give some money. No weapon formed against you will prosper. So don't bother sending the series. Why do you even bother, Rod, sending people a series that you claim is a Bible message on no weapon? When you're telling people that they can defeat all their weapons that are formed against them by sending you a seed. It's ridiculous. It's a contradiction. It doesn't make any sense. And if it's not reasonable, then it ain't so, right? So anyway, here's another one of Rod Parsley's favorites over here, George Bloomer. And George Bloomer's over there at Rod Parsley's, and he's scamming the people over there too. He likes to bring people in, Rod does, that are like himself. And they're professional fundraisers is all they are, really. For many years, remember, it was Mike Murdoch was the big professional fundraiser. And then we had John Avanzini. You don't see him so much anymore. I guess he retired. But they used to be the top guns, really, of fundraising. And Mike, he's still at it. Although Mike Murdoch, if you look at him lately, he looks like he's really lost his mind. He's got gray hair, all gray, and then in the back, he's got about 3 inches of black hair. Did you ever see anybody that had that kind of a hairdo, except that there was something wrong with their mind? Like a 70-year-old man? If you're going to have gray hair, it's all gray or it's all black, but why do you leave about 3 inches of long black hair in the back and the rest of the hair is all gray? I don't know. To me, that looks weird. It looks like there's something going on that you're not right in your mind. That's what it looks like. But that's what happens after years and years of scamming. You finally wind up crazy. That's what happens.
To our obedience, supernatural joy, supernatural healing, and supernatural money. I want you to bow your heads. I want you to bow your heads, and I don't want you to listen to what I'm going to say with your natural mind. You've got to hear me in the realm of the spirit.
Yeah.
Satan tried to throw me back.
Yeah.
In jail. When the house is swept and garnished and the evil spirit has gone out, he goes to find seven spirits worse than them to return. He
he wanted to take me out, but he couldn't do it.
Yeah, sure.
And he wants to take you out, but he can't do it. Finances is a defense. Woe be unto those who rendereth evil for good, for evil shall never depart that door, the word of God says. This morning,
you would know all about
prayer
that.
Can't shut the door. But your consecrated, sacrificial seed of release can do it.
Prayer can't shut the door. Money can.
The next the first quarter. That's why I'm here supernaturally.
That sounds like a lie.
Demon of nibbles. And God is going to restore back unto you everything that the enemy has taken. Listen to me. We are going to sow a seed in this room that is going to shake the principalities.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's going to shut the door nibbles.
Yeah.
And it's going to open up the doors of prosperity.
Yeah.
Your blessing is going to come to the point where it's going to grab you, chokehold you, and wrestle you down to the ground. Blessed in everything that you do. Some of you are dead, so you can't hear this. A sacrifice is not measured by what you give, it's measured by what you have left. And God is requiring a seed that will put you in a position to have to trust Him to take care of you out of what you sold out of. It's about 10 is the number of test. He says, test me, try me, tithe me, and I'll tithe you. And see, will I not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that there shall not be room enough for you to receive? And I'll be your defense. I will rebuke the devourer. In the name of Jesus. There are 30 persons inside this room. He blesses 30, 60, and 100 fold. There are 30 persons inside this room. Listen to the order, what he spoke to me. There are those of you who are already in business, but there are those of you who are starting businesses, and there are those of you who have lost in the business that you're operating in. 90 days. You're going through the metamorphosis of being a caterpillar to a butterfly. That which you could not walk through, you're about to fly over. And he wants you to continuously trust him like I did. Sunday after Sunday, I sowed that seed and I placed the demand on the seed. There are 30 of you in this room. You got to start walking, even if you have to write your check standing up here. There are 30 of you here today. Your seed challenge is $1,000, an uncommon seed of $1,000. You're not giving it to George Bloomer. You're not giving it to Rod Parson. You're not giving it to World Harvest. You're sowing out of your need into your need. God sent me to speak to you to break that spirit over your life. You have to do this today, not tomorrow, not next week. You have to do it. If you have $1,000 anywhere, you have to pull it and sow it. And place a demand on it. 30 of you should be standing here at this altar. You should start walking right now in the name of Jesus. The ushers will give you an envelope when you get here. If you already have an envelope, bring it. 30 of you standing here right now. Move quickly. The way that you move is the way that God is going to move on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. You got to come this morning with purpose. He's shutting the door, and he's going to open up brand new doors. I hear him. He said, miracle offering this morning. He's rebuking the devourer for your sake. Listen to him. Start moving. Your business is about to flourish. Your business is about to flourish. There are those who are starting businesses. In the name of Jesus. Every one of you who the enemy has been attacking, he's been attacking your mortgages, your homes. Get that seed and start walking right now. You're going to stop it up. You're going to stop up the plug. We're going to clean up the residue of those bad spirits. Get it and start walking. I'm waiting on you. Somebody bless the Lord in this place.
Yeah, boy. Now let's look at a couple scriptures on lying. Psalm 31:6. I have hated them that regard lying vanities. That sounds like a lying vanity if I ever heard one. Psalm 31:18. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. Yeah. Psalm 52. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. That's you, George Bloomer. 2 Chronicles 18:22. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil against thee. Psalm 119:29. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. Psalm 119:163. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Psalm 122. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Yes. Proverbs 6. Let's look at this. I tell you, if I were these guys, I would be afraid. If it was me, I would be afraid to stand up there and say those things. I really would. But they don't have any fear of God. They have no fear of God. I mean, here's the Bible talking about what happens to a lazy person. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come on one that as travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. That sounds like those two, Bloomer and Parsley. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. That sure sounded like a bunch of wicked imaginations to me. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies. And he that soweth discord among brethren. Well, you know, Rod Parsley's not a brother. Yeah, I know brothers don't treat their sisters like that. They don't treat their brothers like that. No, we don't rob. We don't lie to people about God. We don't steal. We don't do those things. That's not of God. That's not a brother. That's not a sister. So if I had a brother that treated me like that, well, I'd sure not spend too much time with that so-called brother. The Bible says that we should love our neighbor as ourselves and treat people the way we want to be treated. Well, I don't want somebody coming to my house and telling me to give them $20 or else, you know, or else God's going to get me or something like that. Please, enough already. But anyway, that's our program for today. So hopefully, I don't know if Rod's too far gone for repentance. He might be. He might be. Sometimes, you know, God turns people over to a reprobate mind, and then that's the end of it. So I don't really know what's going to happen to him, because he's so far gone. So I don't know if there's any hope for this guy. I really don't. I really don't. It's like, how long is this going to last where Rod continues in his arrogance and his pride? Yeah, it would be nice if he repented. Yeah, that would be terrific. It really would. But I don't know if it's going to happen. I really don't. So anyway, that's our program for today. I'm trying to pull up the our theme song here to end the show, but it doesn't look like that wants to work either. So, anyway, remember the most important thing today is, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Despite what Rod Parsley's doing and the rest of the false prophets out there, don't let that deter you from faith in Christ, because Jesus, men and women will fail you. Human beings will fail you every time if you put your trust in human beings, but put your trust in God today. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Ask him to be your Lord and your Savior. Ask him to forgive you of your sins, and you'll get a brand new life. He promised that. He said, you must be born again. First, you're born of your mother, and then you must be born again of the Spirit of God. The book of Romans says that confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. So confess your sins today and have a godly repentance and ask Jesus to be your Lord. And read your Bible, get your Bible out, and you'll get a brand new life. And you'll never look back and you won't be sorry. I'm telling you, you really won't. No matter what you have to go through in life, and believe me, we all go through things. We all have our trials, but we know that the earth is not our home, and we're just here for a short time.